that's just me. You know? About to hear me open up a hard cantaritos. Got the Jaritos Cantarito on deck, man. They don't they taste just like Jaritos, which is great, but they definitely do not taste like a Cantarito. If you've ever had a Cantarito, fucking delicious.
My guy, that's one of them words that's like, you just got enough on it to make me know I can't pronounce that shit right. What is a Cantarito?
Okay, so if you look at the camera here for you guys to see, but in general, there's these little clay pots. This is, if you get it the right way, it comes in a little clay pot like this. And right. It's basically like a mix of like fruits and liquor and some type of soda, you know? There's variants in between. Like, I know my family does it with like squirt, because that's very Mexican. Like, Mexicans love squirt. Mixed up fruits. And it's just like a punch in a sense. And they throw it in the jar, but something about like the freshness of the clay pot, plus the clay pot has to be prepped. Like yeah. It's a whole process. So like my cousin will like soak them and chill them. And so you get a little bit of that earthy taste in it. Man, it's delicious. Takes me back to my ancestors.
Why, that's an Anheuser-Busch product.
It is.
How can I enjoy these things? I'm supposed to not like that, right? That's how this works now.
I mean, I guess here's the thing, though. You got to hate everything because all of our money goes to everything bad.
Cash there is no, no ethical consumption under capitalism. It simply doesn't zero. Exist. You can do your best, and I do my best, but also I was never drinking Bud Light anyway, and I support trans rights because trans rights are human rights. Yeah. It's relatively easy, people.
Also, yeah, I mean, there's that, and then I'm like, people really, like, upset over Bud Light?
No, like, they just these people just want to be mad at all times.
Yo, but I did see something that was like very, very interesting in terms of like, you got to remember too, these companies are fucking smart. Yeah. They don't just put shit out just for the sake of putting shit out. Yeah. I already had this sort of processing in my head in that Bud Light is for a certain segment. And Budweiser is for a whole different crowd. Mm-hmm. So when you look at the branding for Budweiser in itself, the red, the white and red can, it's the very Clydesdale, America, you know, the dude in flannels. And then the Bud Light has always been party crowd, you know?
Yes.
So I think they're really like basically pitting their two bases against each other and then just selling way more beer. Like,
yeah, identity politics with beer.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's exactly what it is. Identity politics, for sure. So,
yeah. I need to support Anheuser-Busch and their campaign to make Garrido great again. And find me these alcoholic Johns. Where'd you find yours at? I doubt, you know what I'm saying? If you found it, let's say, at, you know, Ralph's, then I could probably find a Kroger around this bitch that'll have
well,
it.
Well, I found them at Stater Brothers. So I don't know if you guys have Stater Brothers near you. Uh-uh. But I know they're everywhere. Like, Target's got them.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
And but yeah, I would say if you got like the Kroger app, or at least the equivalent would be the Ralph's app, it's pretty accurate, man. Like, it'll tell you this store's got the thing and what aisle.
Oh, that's cool.
Very cool.
So, you know, that's enough old man talk for these listeners over here. Join us, make your shopping more efficient, young people.
Hey, I'm saying, if y'all want to take some wisdom and learn how to do better, play yourself. We out here just trying to make you great.
Exactly. But let me tell you, so far, right now, I'm drinking the tamarind one, or tamarindo. And I've had the other ones, like the orange and the pineapple were both very good, but a little too much on the syrupy side. Mm. The tamarind one, look, that's my number one right now.
Okay. So, like, I get down with pineapple burritos. And I wonder if they got one that's like popping like that. You know, it's like, okay, this the one.
Mm-hmm. But like I said, for as far as hard sodas go,
yeah,
this is the first one I've ever had that I like really, really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know what Jaritos is, and it is it's a fucking soda, you know. Yeah. But a lot of times they have that very synthetic taste when it's a hard soda.
Yeah,
and this just tastes like Jaritos, like just straight up.
It's because I don't fuck with Goya's no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I lean toward Jaritos. And I probably, who knows, they might be doing, well, clearly they might be doing just as bad as Goya, but the you know, the CEO of Goya is a real super duper Trumper and was on some bullshit. So I was like, I can't fucking Goya no more, and I have not since. So
and
that's
it's
like I said,
because no Goya's inf- got the good, they got the Latin frozen foods on lock. Like you can get pupusas and like the fucking fried plantains. Damn, man.
For me, it's their ginger beer, which is the most perfect spicy ginger beer, and no one has anything close to it. And I've been trying everybody's, but I just like, I'm like, look, like I just said, no ethical consumption under capitalism, but you try to do your best, and I cannot support a dick like that dude. So I won't.
I respect people's lines, man. You know, you gotta find which one works for you. But man, let's get into this. It's been a long minute since we recorded, and I do always find it interesting too when people hit me up and they're like, you gonna record again or what? And then I'm like, shit, people listen?
Yeah, my son asked me, like, when y'all recording Cadillac? I'm like, you listen to the show? Like, yes, one of my favorite shows. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I was like watching someone's live the other day, and then they were like, oh, Chalvi, you're in here. When's the next Cadillac? And I was like, what?
That I chuckled because my kid be on that shit too. When you recording Cadillac? And I was like, well, we normally do it early in the month, and we didn't get to it in April just because so forth and so on. But
yeah,
we're going to record it, you know, this May one, like right here.
Yeah.
And so, Cadillac for the kids.
Exactly. You know what? It's not just for the kids. It's for the people.
For sure.
You know? But what I need to know is what is up with my man, Delvin, his life, these women, and all the trials and tribulations in between. So the way we're going to kick it off today is Delvin's going to kick it off with some, you know, what's up with you? And then in there, we're going to flip the Happy Meal, and we're going to now call it what's good to great. And so he'll give us his highlight, too, of what's going good to great with him. So kick it out.
It's been a really interesting couple weeks. Lately, I've been feeling off.
Okay.
And I couldn't explain it. Like, you know, even if you listen on podcasts, I kind of like found myself slurring and not remembering shit and stuff like that.
Is that just because you've been draining your balls too much? It's like hit your head.
I wish that's what it was. So I also noticed I was getting a lot of headaches as of lately.
Okay.
So something told me, you know, check your blood pressure.
Yeah.
I checked my blood pressure. Blood pressure was like 175.
Yeah.
Blood pressure's never been that high in my life. And I realized it was stress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I've been making more of a, as these past 2 weeks, as me trying to figure out what the hell's going on with me, I've been making more of a conscious effort to mind that. Because I've never experienced this before, and I've never realized, like, this is new for me. Like, I'm saying this because maybe it'll help other brothers out there who may be feeling something like that. Man, check yourself out and be careful, because that is a scary thing to deal with. And I was like, I didn't realize what was going on with me. I didn't realize how much it affects you, like, in terms of, like, focusing and things like that. And I'm feeling better now. So I'm very happy about that. But these last couple weeks have been like a little bit rough, because I'm trying to just get that in order and checking it daily. And I feel like I got it under control now, so I'm a lot better. Like, you know, I checked it today. I was 115. And this is going from being like the past couple weeks when I started checking it and noticing the problem, going from being 140 almost every day to back to 115 now. So it's kind of getting back under check. But
yeah.
It was some scary times, to say the least.
What was really, like, stressing you out, though? Like, do you know, or is it just...
Oh, I know. I very much know. Just dealing with a lot of stuff in terms of, like, life and pressure.
Yeah.
You know, it's dealing with... I won't say the new girlfriend's causing problems, but she's causing problems in terms of...
The effect of her being the girlfriend?
The old girlfriend.
Exactly. Exactly. The effect of her existing is causing problems. And it's kind of been a little strain on me and my kids, for that matter. Because like, why is this a thing that's going on? Like, dad's living his life now. So that's been a thing. And that might be a story for Sotelmi. I don't probably should tell that story here. But yeah, that's weighed a lot on me. And it just dealing with other things in life. But overall, I'm good. I'm really good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just been an interesting last 3 weeks. Birthday was great.
Yeah.
Let's get to the good
part. Yeah, let's start with that.
Shout out to the boy T, because I got this in the shit. You can't see it because
I love it. I love that it just like it's like you can see it, but you can't see it. It's like you got a camouflage jump.
Like I'm just showing a blank screen.
Right.
Let me see. Like, no, you got to see this.
Like it's wearing the Harry Potter cloak of whatever cloak. Invisibility.
Yeah, no shit. For those listening, Delvin's trying to show us this this gift that he received from T, and then it just did not like show on the screen at all.
At all.
Got the black, the backdrop. But you can tell something's there. It's like when you're playing a video game and you're like, that thing is shiny in the corner. Let me see what's up.
Like it just glitched out. All right.
Yeah.
T sent me this in the mail. What this is. This is a rare Nas album, right?
It's a live joint, so yeah, and I don't know how many copies they actually pressed up for Record Store Day, but I will get you that data while you are discussing it.
Yeah, but this is incredible. I didn't, because when T went to the store, he said he saw it there. He saw like the thing for, I told him, forget it, get me one, because I'd never seen this before. And now that I have it in my possession, I'm so excited to have this. I don't even want to open it. But it has some. It has pretty much all my favorite Nas songs on here. And this is a show I wish I'd have went to, because this like the perfect time to be a Nas fan, because based off what this says, it was in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. So that is a Record Store Day pressing of. There's only 6,000 copies of that particular record. It's a Record Store Day first, meaning it'll come out again another way. But you are the first one to get your hands on it at this point. So yeah, not bad.
Yeah, so I'm not opening this at all.
Is it in a?
You gotta open it. No, you gotta spin it. You gotta spin it. You gotta open it.
I do want to spin it because it has like all my favorite Nas songs on it.
Yeah,
here I'm gonna show you the trick. Hold on, I'm gonna reach back here. This is not really showbiz, but still.
Oh, you're gonna reach back there so we can't see it, just like yours.
No. So if I got to, I'll turn the what you call it off. Just trying to grab everything I need to pull this off. Somewhere in this drawer. There we go. Get the razor. So, you know what? This one is a bad example of it, but you'll see my point here shortly. So, we were not supposed to be talking about records this early in the production. But
yeah, man, you guys are fucking up the system here. I wrote a whole outline.
Yeah, we just ignored that.
So, basically, when you get one in plastic, you know what I'm saying? This one actually has a proper, you know what? This one does not. So this one, I need to do just what I'm about to tell you to do. So basically what you do is take your razor and just come along the side here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you do that, especially records like this one. And I believe that one is not where the sleeve don't open up.
You keep the stickers on.
Yep. My stickers is going to stay there. The record opens nicely. I can just get my record out. And I can spin it and enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And everything is whatever. I put a sleeve on there. So you already have an additional sleeve.
I got a sleeve, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So you're good to go. And like I said, all you got to do is drop that one into plastic, like I'm about to do with this one. So you can open it and enjoy it, but still maintain your stickers and everything about it that makes it nice. And that's how I pretty much open all my records. My son hates it because, like, especially if I get a gatefold one, where you know where it opens up, you're like, man, I love opening them up. And I don't like that you cut them that way. That I can't. And I'm like, hey, man, when they're your records, and some of the records that are on the shelf over here are his.
Well, son, life's a bitch.
Yeah, man. It is what it is. No, but that's a good get, because, yeah, the one that is a good year, that probably would have been a really good show to attend as well.
Yeah, 2002, right after the Jay-Z beef.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about this live show is he performs Ether.
Damn.
Which he does not perform anymore.
You see? Like, so how are you going to be like, I'm not going to listen to this album?
I have to hear this. Like, he performs Ether, he performs One Mike, he performs all the Nas songs I like legit love. This is like the era of Nas. That's like one of my favorite eras of Nas, because, you know, you got the Stillmatic era, which is people want to call that Nas's comeback. And then you have Godson, which is almost like the antithesis of the Stillmatic era, when Nas was kind of just a different vibe. And I just love this era. So this is like, and all the joints that I love from both of those albums are on here. So this means a lot to me. Thank you, T.
Yeah, really,
you're very welcome, bro. I didn't realize it was that. I just know you. I know you love Nasir, and I was just trying to make sure you had that. That's even cooler that you appreciate it on that level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is amazing. I wish I could have went to this show. Looking at this,
Webster Hall, 2002. You can go back in time and figure it out.
I wonder if they have a recording of this. Like, if I can watch this on YouTube.
I'm sure. Like, there's got to be something.
This is dope.
Now, did you back to your birthday though? Did you go anywhere? Like, what did you do?
All right, let's get to that. It's been an interesting birthday, to say the least. I think, if I remember correctly, on my birthday, we went to Benihana's, which was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because, shit, I don't want to get to this whole story. So I'll just cut that, like I said, that's some So Tell Me stuff. But a whole weekend was planned out my birthday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't end up happening, but we went to Benihana's that Sunday. And then the next weekend, I spent that Saturday with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I stayed, we were in the hotel. We stayed in the hotel that night.
Nice.
And it was nice until the next day.
God damn. Man, you got to at least tell one of these stories. You can't be leaving people hanging.
Okay, I'll tell
now, you. Now, I'll say Benihana's, I know, just to kind of summarize a little, like that was like to spend time with the kids. Like,
yeah.
Keep them close. Like, it was going to be like dad's day birthday type of thing.
Yes,
and then the
exactly.
following weekend, like you said, you were going to be spending it with your girlfriend, kind of hanging out. But as mentioned earlier, there's a little bit of a wrinkle in there, and that the ex is trying to make things uncomfortable.
Yeah, and so when I got home, I'll tell this part of it. When I got home from the trip, I was met with an intervention of sorts.
What?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said.
Like, don't you have to have some type of, like,
coke addiction? Yeah.
Some type of addiction or issue to then have an intervention? Like, if anything, a podcast intervention should have happened a long time ago where they've been like, listen, you record too many pods. You need to be back in the crib.
That's the intervention that needs to happen.
Like, that one, yes. But like, you went out on a Saturday? No.
Yeah.
For the first time in like 17 years?
Yeah.
Nope.
And I don't want to tell the whole story, but yeah, it's a little while when you come home to your kids and your ex. Like, sit down, we need to talk. And then the kids are like, we don't care that you're going out. Go live your life, Dad. And
like, there we is. Good this way, but apparently this one has a problem.
Yeah. They're like, we don't know why we're all sitting here.
That's kind of what they said.
and in fact, I think we're going to go to our rooms and holler at you.
Like, why are we here? Like, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. We're like, we're going back to dinner? Why?
But that led to another situation and led me going out of town to Orlando, which was okay.
Yeah.
It's been like the summit up. It's been a whole week of ups and downs, ups and downs. And I think that's going to continue this week because, like I said, Thursday, going to see Guardians. Super happy about that. Saturday, I'm going back to spend time with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So Sunday, I was probably going to have another intervention. So
okay.
Hold on. When did this officially become girlfriend?
I was about to ask that. Like, is she, like, when was this, like, this the real deal?
I don't know. It just kind of happened.
Okay.
when people kept saying to me, nah, fam, that's your girlfriend. Y'all are doing everything that boyfriend and girlfriend doing. You can kind of try to hide it.
Did you two have like a conversation?
Questions coming up my mouth, my guy. Right.
Yeah.
Has this been made official? Have y'all sat down and said, okay?
Yeah, it's kind of, it kind of has. Yeah, she's like, that's my man.
All right. Okay.
You know,
I wasn't sure if it was one of those, you know, situational things. She's like, listen, we already seen each other naked enough times. I think it's official.
Yeah, that's.
Was that a part of it?
Possible.
Like, what you know my dick look like when it's not hard? Come on, man. We are.
Yeah.
Yep. Like, you know, here we are.
Oh shit, my son listens to this show. After we finish reading Negro spirituals.
Yeah, why were you reading them? Spiritual. Why were you reading them and not slanging them, Dale?
Right, seriously.
Because you want to get in the content that much more.
Okay.
Is this fully understanding and embracing, you know what I'm saying?
Is this before or after you purchased a green book and went on your vacation?
Oh my god.
You got your finest linens. Oh man. Well, so in all these highs and lows, and I know it's probably really, really like I could see why it would add to that mental stress, because it's like you're probably going from like this like euphoric state to then this pit of like, fuck, okay, I gotta go home. And there's probably gonna be some bullshit waiting for me. You know, like it you're dealing
you would,
with
you wouldn't think that. But I thought, because you know, I was single.
Right,
this shouldn't be a problem.
Well, no, I agree. Especially when your ex has a whole ass relationship, and like,
yeah, you would think like, hey, there's no problem here.
Yeah, you know what it is.
I was wrong.
Delvin gets these women dickmatized. They can't give up.
That's
slanging.
That might be accurate.
Slanging and swanging. They're like, nope, sorry.
I have another story that I can't tell on this podcast.
Jesus Christ, man. Well, so what's your good to great? What's like your big highlight where you're like, all in all, with all this bullshit going on, this is amazing. Without
question, it's a Nas album. That is amazing. Right. I am extremely happy about it. T told me I should play it, so I'm going to play it.
Yeah, I think
I'm
you
excited
should.
To hear it. I want to go to the next Nas show that's down here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just great. Put it this way. I was going through so much stuff. There was a wrestling show down here. AEW came down here. I didn't even realize it was here.
Damn. That would have been your shit. Especially when you go to these generic wrestling things where it's like,
yeah,
Delvin said, you're going to see me and hear me at this wrestling. And then someone posted a clip where legit, it's like, yeah, that's Delvin. Oh, you can hear him.
You can't see me.
It's like eight dudes in the crowd.
Yeah. That's actually factual.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like, this is not a lie. This is not embellishments.
Yeah, this is not an embellishment. I was like, I was one of the 20 people there.
Yeah. What about you, T? What's been going on in your life in the world of Cleveland?
Oddly enough, not too.
Oh, hold on. No, hold on. Let me back it up. Let me back it up. Let me back it up. Let me toss it over to my man, T, who's got the longest running podcast in Cleveland until disputed. It's crunching milks.
I want you to know we finally just came to terms with it and just accept that we are indeed Cleveland's longest running podcast, and ain't nobody told me different. And until somebody do, I'm just calling it Cleveland's longest running podcast at this point.
Anyone listening, say something.
Yeah, we celebrate Skim's 10 years of doing Stay Crunchy and Milk. Come the 16th, Tuesday the 16th of May, and will be 10 years since we dropped the first episode, upload the first episode to the world to listen to, and I'm very, very excited about that. Just that truly is what has been my focus. I'm saying I've been trying to make sure I get everything lined up for this month. I'm going to try to have guests every episode recorded in the month of May, so if you get a request, you know what it is. Mm-hmm. And so far, so first two episodes covered, and I need two more to get covered, and we're good to go. And I'm very proud of what we've managed to do for all this time, and just kind of that's really been my what's been going on with me. Like I said, that's basically what I've been doing. I've been chopping up and setting up shop. Family wise, I'm saying everybody seems to be doing well. My kid is still playing lacrosse, and is as we discussed last time, and they've been playing games now. And lacrosse team is currently, what are we at? I think 3-4, 3-5. So we're not great, but it's also our first year playing the game.
Okay.
And so I have good. An expert. Yeah, yeah. We had a week where we won all three games we played. So I mean,
yeah, I was
that's
about to
hype.
Say, I remember you showed a picture where like the whole team and you guys were like three wins or something like that, which I was like, that's fucking tight.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm excited about that. We got two this week, including one against my lady Vanessa's her old high school that she went to.
Oh, damn!
So this will be our second game against them. We beat them the first time. I like to beat them at home.
Vanessa, does she wear like a split jersey? like
No,
both schools?
that's a hater high school. Like most of us, we no real affinity for that place. So
I do
yeah.
recognize I'm one of the few people that really enjoyed like my high school experience, and it wasn't like wild, like shit was crazy. I just had a good
Yeah.
time.
Dude, for some people, there are some people from high school that I still bang with to this day. Show love to, sometimes visit with, you know what I'm saying, when it goes down. My high school best friend, his father lives around me, kind of local. And so he'll come through every now and again. I get like, oh shit, I get to kick with my mans. So for some people, high school ain't too terrible. High school is bad for me because we were real, real, real poor. And I was in a, and that's when they lived in, that's when we, I lived in Atlanta, and Georgia is a, Atlanta, of course, is this beautiful black island amongst a sea of racism. So,
Let me ask you this, because my family actually doesn't like for me to talk about this. When you were in high school, how many pairs of pants did you have?
truly, I think maybe two and a half, three. I'm not joking. I had to regularly wash them to keep them kind of nice, and so
How about
not
you,
a lot.
Delvin?
Oh, I had a bunch,
Okay.
but it
Oh,
was because
you're rich, rich.
no, I explain this. And this kind of elaborates why I'm so close to my grandmother, because my mom didn't have money, but my grandmother did, and she used to take us to the flea market, and she would buy us off-brand clothes. So, while everybody else was wearing Guess jeans, I was wearing Paco and stuff like that. So, the Paco jeans had the huge Paco sign on them and stuff like that. So people would try to clown me because of that and stuff like that.
He
I
wasn't
wore
wearing
like,
Guess, he was wearing Gay.
yeah.
Gay?
Wear South Pole and stuff like that. So, but I found ways to make it look cool.
Because I like my high school experience is like T. I had two pairs of pants and then like a pair of shorts, and then those were like the rotation. And then I would go through like growth spurts, and then they were just like wildly tight, and my parents just like would not buy me new ones. And so then it was like not until I think it was like my sophomore junior year, then I got a job. And so then I was just like, I was mastering the art of thrift store shopping, so then I had more stuff. But it was like one pair of sneakers, like the same pair of jeans, like basically through high school, with a few, like probably when I got more junior senior, then I had a few more things in there. But yeah, man, poor you, when you reflect back and think like, damn, like, oh, we didn't have a lot of shit.
I will say this. I was fortunate that the flea market we had a lot of good used stuff.
Nice.
That's a win.
So I would like get like used like Reeboks, but they were like the new ones, like the Shaqtoses and stuff like that, for real cheap. Like people, I guess people would get tired of wearing it, where they traded them in for Jordans and stuff like that. So like I had the Penny Hardaways, I had the Shaqs. I really had some Wayne Gretzky hockey shoes.
You know those Shaqs, the Shaqnosis ones,
Yes.
like thinking back to those, they were pretty ill.
They were. They really were.
They were like, that was really like, I know people like really clowned on them and were just like, ah, it's looking weird. But to today's like sneaker culture, fucking ahead of the curve.
Yeah, big time. I had those. I had the Patrick Ewings. But all because like flea markets had that stuff
There's
there
people
and
flipping them.
flipping them. So
Nice.
yeah, it was
Anyway,
dope.
sorry for the bird walk. I was just curious. But anyways, okay, so keep it going. So high school, lacrosse.
So we, you know what I'm saying? So we got a couple of games this week, and I hope all's well there. My son got a gig, and so he's been working for a few weeks now. Got his first official job, a real job, full-time job, you know what I'm saying? 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, so forth, which is
What's the work situation like? What type of
he
service?
works just folding shirts in a warehouse. It's a place to make school uniforms, and
Oh,
they're
that's
locally.
good.
So he goes in there. I get him there every so far until he gets his carbon running. I take him and he gets a ride home, and he absolutely loves it, which is so unique to me. He said, "Man, I put my headphones in, and I just work, and then the day is over, and I come home, and there you go."
That's fucking
So,
tight though. Like, all
yeah.
right, not so bad. Instead of
Exactly,
like not
exactly. He
having
get
a
it.
boss who's a dickhead and they made me do this thing today, he's like, "Nah, man. I do my straight six.
Yep.
Dip."
Yeah,
It's great.
he gets his first paycheck this week. We were talking about it yesterday, and I'm like, here's where let's do the math right quick. I'm going, let's run the
Because
numbers so you can
he's
kind
doing
of.
the numbers in his head, which are way inflated.
And I was, and I always just want to set him up for you know, success and be like, look, I know what you said you work, and I know what you think it's going to be, but actually just cut one of them weeks off completely just because, just in case it's not there. And also, if you're thinking 25%, then scooch it up to 30% and say 30% of that shit is gone. You ain't going to see it.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right. I go, what'd you put for your withholding? And he goes, I put zero. I go, that's the move, because you put zero, you'll get more back when you do your taxes.
Yes.
So, yeah. So he had actually done that, not knowing he had done that. But I'm like, yeah, man, so far, you are doing what you're supposed to do.
Not bad.
And I'm proud of you. He gets up every morning. I make his lunch just like when I made it, because I made my children's lunch their whole lives. So, so I make his lunch, I pack his lunch, just like I pack his siblings' lunch for school, and send him on his way. And so far, so good. Like I said, he's been real good at it. He got all these car parts. All he has to do, apparently, is, you know, put these parts in his car, and his car will be running again, hopefully sooner than later. But he has to get it out to his buddy's dad's house, because that's who has all the equipment in the garage space to work on the car. So at some point, we're going to just get AAA to tow it out there, out to where his buddy stay at.
Yeah.
Get his car up and running.
Is he still with his lady, too?
Yeah. They just went to her prom. Her prom, she graduated this year, so her prom is... And in fact, I'll send you the pictures. I'll send you all the pictures in the group, because it really turned out they're very lovely pictures. Vanessa, I was out of town this weekend, but Vanessa took a bunch of very lovely pictures, and I was like, yo, they look so adorable. I'm a little fam. So
that's good.
Yeah, man. So yeah, like I said, life.
Yeah, that's right. You went on a little venture too.
Yeah. I ain't gonna put all that out here. You get that one on Skim.
Okay. You know, hey,
just trust.
Just so you know, hey, these are some embedded, you know, like, you got to go watch the other thing or listen to the other thing to get the full story.
We really do it like the Marvel Comics day. Like, check out issue 168.
Story continued on.
Oh, my gosh. But that's real. So there you go, man. Yeah. That's like I said, life is not, you know, perfect, but life is pretty ducky. Yeah. And I dig it, man. Did I tell y'all about Canada?
No, you went to Canada again?
Yeah. So me and Box dipped up to Canada.
Did you get your shreddies?
I did get my shreds. I'm not the one. I kind of because how close I was to the border this weekend, wanted to go up again. But Box was like, "No, I don't want to go again."
I know you about that shreddies life.
When we went to Canada's last time, it was like kind of cold, kind of dreary, kind of wet. But the intention of me going up there was like, "Hey, Box, let's go to Fort Erie, which is just across the border from Buffalo. I want to show you this beach I fuck with, and we just go around Fort Erie and go do some shopping, buy some candy for Easter and shit, and so forth and so on." And that was the intention. That was what we planned to do. But telling them at the border crossing, they was like, "You going to the beach? It's cold and wet out here. What y'all really coming here for?" And and we got pulled over for secondary screening at the border.
Shut up, really?
Yeah, so I had to pull over to space. I'll remember this for the rest of my life, because that's just one of those situations, because it's never happened before. Yeah. I had to pull over to Space 13. So to get out the car, leave the keys in the whip. And I'm like, okay. I go, turn it off. He goes, yes, turn it off. And three people come out, and they thoroughly search my car. And like, and so what are you doing? I just going for the area. My buddy's had some health issues as of late. He too has had some blood pressure issues, Dubbin, like you've been saying. Okay. And we was just like, let's get the fuck out of town for a little bit, take advantage of these passports, and we'll just go across the border, go bullshit in Canada. What do you know what's going on in Fort Erie that we don't know? And I'm like, sir, I fuck with Fort Erie.
Yeah.
I go there relatively regularly. It's a cool little town, like I said, just on the other side of the border. So you get to be like international with it, but not so international with it, you know.
Yeah.
They got good stores up there. I come back always with like shreddies, my better than American Canadian chocolate.
Yeah.
My stuff, so and so on. And so they're like, "All right, have a good one." And like, I'm like, "You sons of bitches, don't be getting me all pulling me at the border like I did. Like, I'm coming in here trafficking whatever in this Honda."
Right.
Like, buddy. And guess what we did? Drove, because it was in the GPS already. So I literally probably could have been like, see right there in the GPS. Yeah. But we drove to the beach. Couldn't really, like I said, it was kind of dreary out that day. Couldn't really do nothing with it. But
you know, as far as you know, they might have been like, "Damn, this fucker knows about like the underbelly of Fort Erie." So they were like, "No, you can't come. Like, you might be blowing up the spot."
Hey, for sure. We found this this game shop. It was called, what was it called? Studio 151, based upon the 151 Pokemon, original Pokemon.
Okay.
And so it's this card shop. They had Pokemon cards, Magic the Gathering cards. They had a bunch of like modded Game Boys and Play It Loud Nintendo 64s and so forth in the front.
Damn, that's
And
cool.
we noticed there was a back area and it had the little, the rope across it. And he was like, "Hey, what do you?" And Box was like, "Hey, what do you guys do back there?" And he goes, "Oh, hey, you guys want a tour?
Damn,
Imagine
this
the
is when
most
you found out the underbelly of Fort Erie, man.
no, imagine
No
the most
club.
stereotypical Canadian accent, but also the most stereotypical Canadian niceness." And he goes in there and explains that we build custom PCs for people. We also have some off-the-shelf PCs if you want to buy them. He goes, "There's also a space back here, so for gaming, if you want to, people want to rent the space, and they can come back here and set up shop and play games with their people and stuff like that." He goes, "We had an event here last night, and they ate us all. They ate all
Whoops,
the
see?
food and stuff."
Strippers. Yeah, eat us all.
Yep.
But they but his kids like we go back there and it's his kid back there just sitting on the lovely fancy couch playing on this giant TV playing like I don't know what he's playing. And his wife was at the shop because basically the shop is at their house. You know what I'm saying? It's connected to their house. And so it was a wonderful like little store that we got to find and we chopped it up with and Box bought some stuff from there and so forth. And just super, super duper nice people. We told him how we got put over the border and I'm like, they don't understand that I like this city. I like coming up here. I come up here visiting with my lady and so forth. It's a very nice time. And I just want to share that with my homeboy. And that didn't make sense to them. So they was like, "I don't believe you." I'm like, it's cool, bro. You ain't gotta believe me, but I know what it is. I enjoy Canada. I enjoy using my passport because you know what I'm saying? I got that bitch, and it ain't like I'm close to anything else, and I'm not taking it across the ocean no time soon. So I just go, a little 3-hour drive up the way,
Yeah,
and
3 hours
I'm
not so bad.
in a whole nother country, man. I think that's so fly, and I enjoy that I can do that. And so that was a good time, man. So that's some things that's been happening in T's life since last we spoke, gents.
Nice. What about your good to
Nice.
great?
My good to great, man, is Resident Evil 4 remake. I play it on the Xbox, but if you play it anywhere else, enjoy. Resident Evil 4 was for the very longest time my absolute favorite video game. The Wii version is the version you want to play before this remake came out. But I ran through this remake once and immediately went back New Game Plus in it on hardcore. And that's where my challenge
Damn.
lies right now. I'm playing on New Game Plus, but I'm playing on hardcore, which is the second to last hardest mode in the game. Because I did it because I had all my guns. I was like, "Well, if I got all my guns, I can probably just go wreck shop." No, he was wrong.
No way, man.
But I'm pretty close. I'm at the second to last boss right now. I'm literally at the and at his last phase. So if I can get past this and I can push through the rest of the game, I'll just buy a rocket launcher and pop the last boss like I've been doing since the GameCube days. And that game is wonderful. It's brilliant. It's a solid, solid remake. What they've taken from it, I don't miss too much. And what they've added to it has been a delight. I'm not one of the people who are wilding out because you can't look up Ashley's skirt no more because they put her in a skirt this time.
Which was smart, by the way.
Everything about that is intelligent. And I'm not mad about it at all. The only part I missed from the OG game is if you played Resident Evil 4, you might remember there's a room that's like basically full of lava and these dragons on the wall blowing fire. Not real dragons, but like brass dragons blowing fire. And that room was always pretty sweet to me. And that game, that room was no longer in the game. But besides that, that's the only thing that's missing that I'm like, I can't believe they didn't put that in there. Everything else they got rid of, I'm like, that was a smart thing to get rid of. That
Yeah,
extra boss.
I haven't heard anything like super like negative or upsetting. Like people are saying what you're saying. They're like the changes that have been made, whether it's like cosmetically, like aesthetically or like mechanically, it's like, yeah, okay, that's fine. It's not something so dramatic that you're just like, wait, this whole fucking level or third of the story is like disappearing. It's like, no, it's just a little tweak here and
It's
there.
tweaks. It's exactly what it is. And I feel they're appropriate tweaks. And like I said, some stuff is exactly the same, and some stuff is the same but better. And so, just a great time. And I'm just throwing out, man. Just if you have not, or if you're like I don't know, just cop it. It's worth it. I'm actually probably gonna pay for some of the DLC for it because it's like one of the
Nice.
ones where I'm like, I love it so much. I'm like, let me go ahead and get you a little sprinkle, a little extra on top of this. Plus, I'm gonna focus on that until Zelda comes out. And then when Zelda comes out, that'll be me back on my bullshit, taking it back to Hyrule.
Nice.
So,
Nice.
yeah.
Yeah, over on my end, I mean, a lot has happened. I mean, number one, like it's just the school year just continues to be like fucking insane. So right now I'm down to like my last 5 weeks with the students. And so it's like just getting site plans, a lot of documentation and shit like that together. But really been trying hard to like basically like disconnect from work. Like if I'm home, like don't talk to me, you know, just really like leave it there. But I've kind of got had some like adventures here and there, some fun stuff happen. Kind of like my one of my biggest losses was when we I know I've mentioned this a bunch of times, but like we had a storage unit before we moved into the house. And then realized that like all kinds of shit, like all my guitar effects pedals got stolen, drum set, fucking. But my main thing was like a really like high-end Marantz, like vintage stereo. And when I say it, like it was like one of the top tiers. So it's like 1,000 fucking buttons on that bitch. And it was beautiful. And it was gone. And I just like now finally having like a record player and a bunch of records. It just wasn't the same on the little like preamp adapter that I have. Though it got the job done, it just I knew it could be warmer, you know, or like fuller. And so every so often I'd check on best place I found was like Facebook Marketplace. And so though I don't log on to Facebook to just see everyone's bullshit, the marketplace is actually pretty tight. And so there's I would periodically check in and people would just sell those Marantzes, even for like a really low end one, those bitches were like $800, $1,100. And I was like, yeah,
Woof.
I'm not doing that. And so then I log in like last week or the week before, and there was this guy selling one, and it was a mid-tier one. So at least I knew it was like pretty decent. But he's like, yeah, it's just been sitting for like 3 years. It's just, you know, it's got some like wear and tear and dust on it, you know, but it works. And it was a very, very reasonable price, like only like a couple $100. I was like, okay, cool. So I went to go check it out. It was scratchy. He was like, listen, it fell. And so you could see this is like dented and this is like bent. He's like, but it works. So we played it, it worked. But still, like I said, it was like it just had like it was the corrosion that sets in, you know? But I knew that if I bought that, there's like this like I think it's called like deoxit or something like that. And you can spray it on your electronics. Like inside the pots and on the connectors, and it takes off that like that gray, grimy corrosion instantly. And so I took the and the Marantz, those old vintage stereos are easy to take apart. So it's like took off the front, took off all the knobs, opened it up, started spraying and scrubbing and dusting, and then plug it in. Sounds fucking beautiful. And then it's got that nice blue, like vintage light up in the front. Vinyl sounds amazing. Like it's just full and warm. I'm like, fuck, this is like, it was really, really exciting to then, though it's not the same Marantz, it's like it completes the vision that I wanted, you know? So the only thing it did though is it fucked up like how I take pictures of my vinyl now. So I got to think of a new way to do it. But you know that's just a minor piece. And then because Coachella was around here recently, they do a lot of one-off shows. So I took my daughter to go see the Breeders and the Linda Lindas. Linda Lindas are a rock band consisting of girls from like I want to say the youngest might be like 11 and the oldest might be like 17 maybe.
Oh.
And so I was like I told her, I was like, let's check this out. I think you might think it's fun. It was an all ages like club show. And it was kind of neat because in the show itself was like literally like a mom and her kid or a dad and his kid, you know? So it was a very like split crowd. So it wasn't like out of control or anything. But we showed up what I thought was going to be early ended up being later. And so we missed Linda Linda's. We saw the Breeders. But the highlight though, honestly, was like, just getting to spend time with my daughter, like driving and talking and just having the time to like connect. That was really, really nice. Breeders were great. It was like super awesome to see them. And to see them in a really small club too was like rad. And
Wow,
then
this group is really young.
yeah, they're really, really young. They're fun though. They're a fun band to listen to.
The drummer's 12, the guitarist is 16, the bassist is 15, and the vocalist, the lead vocalist, I guess, is 18.
And they started like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So you got to think that youngest one started at 9.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I mean, it's just been like fun stuff like that. And then I got a new car. My car. I think I did. I say this. Did I share it here? Or did I share it on like? Well, so tell me about it not getting shipped.
Oh,
It wasn't on there. So I'm like, we'll say it was on SoTelme.
Yeah, I think
Yeah,
it
I
might
think
have been
so.
So Tell Me. Because then
Yeah.
Delvin was like, what? So
Yeah,
here's what
that's
goes down.
exactly what
So
happened.
I get my car. I decide I'm going to go with an electric vehicle. Just it's the more efficient. My FJ Cruiser, I loved it. I miss it so much. But it was starting to go to the mechanic like once every other month now for just a new thing where I was like, yeah, gas is really expensive. I don't know if I can fucking afford this car anymore in terms of like just maintaining it. So the writing was on the wall. I gotta get a new one. So I opted for I was peer pressured by my wife into getting a BMW.
Yeah.
So I got an all electric BMW, not that little cube one. I got the i4, which just looks like a regular
Bigger.
BMW.
Yeah.
And so it's nice. It's nice. It's all black on black, just to support my community, you know. But it's fucking,
I
it's
feel you.
beautiful. I love it.
Looks like some shit James Bond would drive.
Yeah, man, it's fucking nice. And then it was funny when I was putting the order in, they called me because I opted out of the heated seats.
You know, you gotta subscribe to them shits.
Yeah, like if you want
That's
to, like,
so
because it really is
wild.
like a list, and they're
Yeah.
like, you don't want the seats. And I was like, no. And they're
I gotta
like,
pay for this shit? Fuck you.
well,
No.
they were like, 97% of people who order one of these cars or any BMW gets the heated seats. It's like luxury. And I was like, listen, I'm always fucking hot. The last thing I need is to be hotter. So the thought of a hot fucking seat sounds terrible. And
Have
they're like,
you had heated seats before?
Jessica's car has heated
I
seats.
have,
I
yes.
hate
Oh my nigga, I'm sorry, bro. It just changed your life to me. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the things
it.
where I'm like, yes, keep my butt
No,
up and my lower
man.
back. I just find it wild. They like you got to pay a subscription to get
Yeah.
heated seats. That's like, yo, the
Yeah,
car is mine.
it's very cafeteria list, but I did get the upgraded Harman Kardon stereo system.
You
So
did.
that bitch has like, I think it's like 18 speakers throughout.
That's dope.
Let me tell you, that stereo system is ill. Like,
Doing Dolby Atmos in the whip.
I can't figure out where the bass, I know where the subwoofer is, and it's in the back of the car. I can't figure out where it's coming from. It's around me. Like, and it's not just like, oh, the subwoofer's in the back, so the bass is in the back. Like, that shit is balanced, like balance, balance. Where I was like, oh, okay.
Balance.
So that's been really, really amazing to then like one, have a new car, have an electric car, and trying to figure that out. And it is overwhelming because of the display and all the things it can do that I'm like, oh, this is a lot. But the story goes down like this. I order it, and then I was telling Delvin the story. That's what Elizabeth so tell me, because I was getting my car washed at the time. And
Yes.
so we're talking, and I'm like, oh fuck, my car. I ordered a car, but it's not coming right now. They let me know. They were like, hey, we know we told you your car was going to be delivered, and it was going to be here any day now. Well, the boat arrived, and your car was not on the boat. It's still in Germany. It was on the manifest, just never got put on the boat.
Yeah.
So then Delvin was like, what the fuck? Like, you're having boats shipped to you? Like, what kind of baller life
How the fuck you lose a car?
is this? Right,
Like,
that too.
we remember putting the car on the boat, but the car's not here. Fuck you
Yeah.
mean? It's a
Yeah.
boat.
The paper said it got put on the boat. The car didn't get put on the boat. Just because the
Yeah.
paper said one thing don't mean it
Well, it's a
actually went
whole
down.
ass car. Like,
This is a car.
it's not like they were like, oh shit, yeah, we forgot to pack the USB cable.
Yeah.
Like,
We forgot to pack the Legos. No,
right. No.
it's a car.
It's
That's not
a
how that works.
it's a much bigger thing. But yeah, so I had to wait a month longer, which was okay because I wasn't like, oh, I'm desperate to have this car. But as the days got closer, I was like, okay, come on. Like, let's make this happen. So that was really cool. So I just got my car actually yesterday. Took care of that and just kind of took it to work today. And I was like, you know what, this is actually kind of tight. Because it does one, it looks like a car, feels like a regular car. It, like, when I say that, it's like, well, no duh, it's a car, but it doesn't have that Prius look, or you know what I
Yeah,
mean? Like, something
yeah,
about it is
yeah.
just like, ah, it's not for me. Because I also didn't want a car that was just like corny, and I
Yeah.
was like, no, I don't want that. So I'm super stoked with it. I'm happy. And
Do you
then
have to do anything different at house to, ports to get it to charge or anything like that there?
oh,
Like,
okay. So eventually I will. Right now it comes with, it's either 2 or 3 years of like of free charging.
yeah.
And so the closest charger to me is a 2 minute walk. Like it's just
That's great.
there's houses in front of my house, and then right behind that is a very tiny shopping center,
Yeah.
and their chargers are right there. So when I checked on the map, I was like, oh fuck, then I'll just take it there, cash in on the free charging, because I can leave the car, walk home, no big deal, walk back when it's ready. And because I know what's going to happen is I'm going to put the charger here at my house, and
Yeah.
then I'm never going to use that one, and then I'm going to be paying for it. So I'm like, well, you know what? If they're giving it free for a couple of years,
Yeah.
I'll get to it when I get to it, but I got time. If the charger was way the fuck far away, that would be a different story. But like I said, it's just the street behind me that I'm like, yeah, fuck, I could do that. That's not a
How far are
problem.
you going? How far can they go on a full charge? Do they claim?
On a full charge at 100%, I believe it can go 260 miles.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah. And so then I was figuring it out today with my drive to work this morning. Took about, I think it was like 10% of the charge.
Okay.
And then back home was another 10. And then the miles are weird though, because it does that, like, it collects the energy and puts it back in type of shit. And then because I'm driving on the freeway, it calculates the miles differently. So it's like, I left the house today saying that it was gonna, like I had like 167 miles available. And then I came home, lower battery percentage, but I have 162 miles available.
Nice.
So it's
Oh.
just because of the regenerative, and because it wasn't like stop and go, stop and go. It was like I was just driving on the freeway. So, I guess down the road it'll get more adaptive and like learn my driving. But I was like, shit, then this is not so bad. So I figure I might be just like charging my car maybe like once a week, if that,
That's
So
good.
yeah. So that's really, really cool.
Better than buying gas.
Yeah, straight up. 'Cause I mean, that was a big part too. Like when we went through those moments where it got like really expensive,
Yeah.
man, I was pushing like $100 on a tank.
That's the thing. When we was paying, $4, you was paying like $8. Yeah,
Yeah.
because Cali don't play, and they don't, and they really don't want y'all using gas. They want y'all, them saying at y'all best to use alternatives or
And get
so
off of it.
on.
Yeah.
So
So yeah,
I get it.
I'm off that. And then so that should kind of really help out too, because one, I don't want to have a car payment, but when I started doing a little bit of the calculation on like how much I was paying
And petrol, you was
in
paying a car
gas,
payment anyway.
I'm
And
like, yeah,
repairs.
that was very close to my car payment in just
Yeah.
gas, where I was like,
Yeah.
okay, then I should be fine. But my good to great though is actually is back to my daughter Lucy. So we know we got Gavin, GP working on his rap career. I've actually been really, really proud of him lately, because he's got his little recording studio desk going on, and when I get home from work, like I hear him in the room. Like he's working, 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 working. So I'm just telling him, I was like, get something out. Come on, man, let the guys put it together. On the flip side, and this came from the conversation I had with my daughter when I took her to see the breeders, and she was like, do you think it's do you, does it make you happy that both your kids are like into music? And I was like, yeah, of course it makes me happy, but it doesn't really matter that both you guys are into music. Like I'd be happy with whatever you guys do. I don't want her to feel like pigeonholed. She goes, but it is weird that we have like different styles of music that we do. And I was like, no, that's totally true. 'Cause Lucy is actually very fast creative. Like she is a TikTok generation type of kid. Like she will make a dance and a video and a song in like 5 minutes. Boom. And it's a package. And if you're familiar with like these guys were popular like when the Strokes first came out, and they were called the Moldy Peaches, and they were the anti-folk era. Really, really weird. You remember the song in Juno? It was like the main song that blew up. Fuck, it's not coming to me right now. Anyways, go back to it later, look it up. But their songs were just real quirky, real lo-fi, real weird. And so Lucy makes music like that. And
Big.
but it's fun. Like it's really, really like catchy shit too, where I'm like, if she could like wrangle this in a little better, she could make a very unique album that I think that it's not going to be for the masses, but I think it would get a following where people would be like, yeah, man, oh, you're into that? I'm into this weirdo shit over here. You know? I got to share with you the song she made the other day. That's, oh, what the fuck is this stupid ass song called? And like I said, it's a weird, weird song. It's called Poopy Dookie Pug. And then it's got two styles of music in it where her and her friends sing different verses at the same time. It's real unique. But so it's like I started thinking, you know what? It was really easy to put Gavin's music out. I think I'm gonna start posting her music too.
For sure.
And
You have to.
just get her out there on like Apple Music and Spotify.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to take off, but honestly, it's kind of like podcasting. It's a time capsule.
Yeah.
It'll be there. Like you just go back to it. Just go listen to it. Like it's saved in a space instead of like, look, it was all on the iPad and I don't know where it is now, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's something for me. That's a real highlight. One, she does it all by herself. Whereas like my son does need support and does a pretty good job. She's just like, oh, I just use this app and then I drag it over here. And then we wrote this out. And now here's the dance and here's the artwork. And it's a fucking complete item. And I'm like, you know what? Not bad. Not bad. Like I'm with it. So I'm super proud of her and her creativity and just being an independent person. It's like pretty rad because it's very easy to just be like, to be a young person and be like, I got to be like everyone else. You know, she's just like, I'll just be me. I'll be weird. Oh, and then side note too, she did her folklorical performance. I think since the last time we recorded, that show was amazing. Like she did an awesome job. One, once she was done up, I was like, oh no, she's like a whole ass woman now. Yikes. So it was beautiful. It was beautiful. But let's kind of transition a little. You know, I want to get into our what's up with that.
What up with that? What up with that? Ooh wee. What up with that? What up with that? He said, she said, we said, he said, what up with that?
And then our what's up with that is, what's up with people still writing fucking checks at the store? Like, who? Why? Like, why are you still doing this? I do not understand. I do not comprehend, especially when I see you motherfuckers opening your wallet, the big wallet with the checkbook, and then I see all your cards.
Yeah.
Maybe just grab one of those 40 fucking cards you have and swipe it.
No, the cards have a specificity to them. They're used for specific things and for think for certain reasons. Whereas them checks is coming out of a specific account, a checking account that is used for this type of spending, and it's whatever. Also, it is 2023. Writing the check is not even write a check no more. You usually pull the check out, sign it, hand it to the cashier, and they run it through a machine.
Okay,
There
no.
is no work being
No.
done here.
I'm telling you.
You mean you hang into the wrong circles.
I'm telling you, they go up, and what pissed me off was when it happened back to back, where the person in front of them started writing a check. And then this is the other kicker too. Now I gotta wait for you to balance your fucking budget right now, too. You gotta write it down, subtract,
That is
put stuff
horseshit.
left. And I'm like, you know what? Go find a fucking table. Get out of here. And I'm sitting there with like just two items to buy. And then the next lady goes up and then she reached in and pulled out the big wallet. And I was like, this bitch is gonna write a check. She can
But
write a check.
also, if you are going into these situations, then you should have prepared. You go in there having already scratched a little, scrawled a little signature on there.
Exactly.
Hope, or at least having you go into it having already written in. And like I said, most of these situations don't require you to do this anymore. Most of the times, like I said, you literally just have to sign it,
Sign your name.
Yeah, and then they
hand it
run
to the
it through
cashier.
the
Yeah, and they run it through the receipt machine. And it just it does everything. It fills out the store information, the amount, so forth and so on. And then they'll show you the check and be like, everything look good? And you're like, oh yeah, yes, it does.
I mean, these motherfuckers were a shade away from a ledger. Like,
about to come with the big book.
Right, exactly. They put on the little accountant's hat and this little sleeve sleevey things. They're like, okay.
It's like, bruh, I'm going to hand you a receipt. Take that, and then when you get to the car, write it down in your ledger and keep the motherfucking moving.
Yeah.
Don't do this. Yeah. Don't. But they old, right? You just see no youthful people doing this, right?
Well, okay. This is where how old I am in my head versus how old I am in reality. Yeah. And those aren't the same thing. So the first lady, yeah, she was old.
Yeah.
The second lady, my best guess is that she looked 55, but she was a white lady. So she was probably 27. So
a Cali 55 or a regular 55, because y'all shit's different.
She looked like a regular 55. Like, okay. She had on like the mom shorts with like a fucking don't worry, be happy type of t-shirt, you know, some type of slogany saying type of thing. The short mom hair, like, because she can't be bothered to like maintain it anymore type of thing.
All right, so she was definitely California 40.
Yeah. So, and then I'm like, okay, if she looks 55, then she might be like 42 and I'm 47.
Yeah.
So that's what I said. You know, there's what I think I am in my head versus what I am in reality. Yeah, so and then I walk up and I'm like, Apple Pay. Bloop, bloop. Okay, let's go.
Bruh. Where was I at? I was at a bakery when we were up in Detroit this weekend. And I go and the card reader just looked from the future. It didn't look quite like normal. And I go, well, wait a minute. Now, we Apple Pay in here. You know what I'm saying? I try to ask because it's like there are a couple spots still that don't. Walmart, biggest retailer on the planet, don't do Apple Pay. It's
crazy. Yeah.
But she's like, yeah, you just have to wait, and then you what'd she say? She said, when it turns green, you can do it. And I'm like, okay. So I'm waiting for it to turn green. She's like, oh no. What I mean is, put your phone up against it and then it will turn green and that means you paid. I'm like, but that's not what you just said, my guy.
Yeah.
You said when it turns green, then I pay. You know what I'm saying? Because that is a lot of things, a lot of stores function like that. They'd be like, wait a hot second, it's gonna turn, red, and then you'll put your card up to it and it'll turn yellow, then green, and so forth and so on. There's steps involved. But
have you ever taught someone how to use Apple Pay? Like an older person?
No.
Okay, let me tell you, you wanna bring some fucking magical joy to someone's life, find that opportunity. Like, I did this with my wife, but then recently one of my coworkers, I think we were going to get lunch, and she looked over at me with like panic in her face. And she's like, I left my wallet at work. And at first I was going to be like, all right, cool. I'll pick up your lunch. You pick me up next time. Yeah. And then I was like, you're literally holding your phone and you're wearing an Apple Watch. And she's like, uh-huh. And I was like, you have Apple Pay, right? And she goes, I don't know what to do. And I was like, okay, listen, pick up your phone, double tap the side twice, look at your screen, hold it over. And she's like, that's it? She's like, I don't know, it's scary. And then when she did it and then looked over at me, it was like a fucking child getting the most amazing gift on Christmas, just glowing. I can't believe it was this easy. I learned something new today. Oh. Wow, this is amazing. And then I was
she bought got our whole account. She don't know where that money come from. She's thinking that's magic money.
Man. She was amazed. Free money. And then I flipped her lid. I was like, you can use Apple Pay to like text people too. Like, you could text them money. Same with Venmo.
I send money to my kid all the time.
And she was like, what? And I was like, watch. Because Gavin wanted some money. I was like, my son asked me for like $5 today. So then I was like, ding, 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 ding. Text. And I go, now he has $5 to spend. And she was like, oh my God. She's like, I'm always having to drive to the bank and do this and that. I was like, what?
I never have figured out. How do you do it with the watch? You do it with the watch ever, or do you always do it with the phone?
I don't have a watch, but I believe I believe you just tap the ring and.
Yes. You tap the ring and put it towards the thing.
Yeah.
All right. I'm attempting at a place where traffic is a little slower, where I can make that. If it don't work, I'm gonna be like, hold on, we testing something here, people.
Yeah. I know. I know. I've looked it up for my wife to do it, but like, I've been very close to getting Apple Watches like many times because I think they're cool as shit. But
Yeah.
I, as you notice, like I got no accessories on me. It's just uncomfortable. So then I'm like, when I put a watch on, I'm like, oh, it's just tight. And then I put it on, I'm like, get the fuck off. Like, no. Like, why this arm's all heavy now? Fucking smacking on my wrist. No.
My problem with the Apple Watch is every almost every other smartwatch looks like better than the Apple Watch. Like the Apple Watch just looks the same.
On this one, we disagree. I got the as you can barely see it, I got the they put this out for a Black History Month like 2 years ago. And so even if you looked at the back of it, actually like it like is like whatever scratched on the back of it. I have no idea what turn of phrase I'm
That's
trying
the
to use
Apple
there.
Watch.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's
it's like
Apple
etched
Watch.
in.
Etched in. Thank you. The word etch was not happening.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, it
etched in
wasn't like
this.
someone with a fucking nail. Like,
Yeah, it says it's etched in on the back of the watch. It says Black History Month and so forth, and so like that's why it's got the red, black, and green wristband. You know what I'm
that's
saying?
cool.
The colors of the flag on the rise. Anyway, so that
Dang, you don't.
when they announced it, I was like, it's a red, black, and green Black History Month Apple Watch coming out. I'll be that. I'll be that. You know what I'm saying? So like I kind of want the newest one, the fatter one with the better battery life. But it's not
Yeah.
that I have bad battery life on this one. This gets me through an entire day. I mean,
Yeah.
like and sometimes like I can go almost 24 full hours without needing to charge it. But I always put on charge right before I go to bed, you know, so I don't sleep in or anything like that there.
You
But
know,
fuck with it.
whenever anybody, like when the topic of Black History Month comes up and someone says red, black, and green, my mind immediately always goes to X-Clan.
Yeah,
Like,
that's what I'm singing. Red, black,
but I
and
know that's
green
what
are
I'm
the
saying. So when
colors
you
of the
said
flag
it,
on the
yeah, or he's like
rise.
the
Classic.
red, the black, and the
Yep,
green.
yep, yep. Yeah, it is
Just
always that.
fuck, man. X-Clan
It
was so hard.
was.
I'll admit, like I was listening to X-Clan like on the low
Yeah.
because I was like, I don't think this is for me. Like,
You were like, I don't think they'll like me.
yeah, I was like, I think if my black friends heard me listen to this, they'd be like, "This not, this is FUBU. This is not FUBI for us by you type of thing." So,
Here,
anyways,
y'all take this Master Ace.
right, shit, man. But you know, to bring it back around, people, talk to your moms, your dads, your grandmas, your grandpas. Tell them stop writing checks. Like, I know in some circumstances you got to pay a bill and you have to write a check because places are weird like that still. But in public, don't be embarrassing yourselves. Like,
I've
you might as well
tried.
just walk around with doo-doo in your pants if you're doing that too. Like,
My
stop fucking around,
grandmother
disgusting bastards.
still doesn't want to get a debit card from her bank because she thinks that the bank's going to steal her money.
Okay, you see, now why you gotta make me look like a dick? I know you love your grandma and she's a very caring woman and she'd let you have like seven pairs of pants while fucking T and I were brokies over here after I just slandered the aged community for writing checks. And then you'd be like, but you know my beautiful sweet grandma that I'll be taking
No,
care of.
I'm with you.
I would like this
Slander.
episode to be titled Slandering the Aged Community. I just want to, I want you to tag that down.
Write that
Age.
down.
Clear
The
word,
aged
age.
age. Not AIDS. Let's not
Yeah,
get
not the age.
canceled.
Whoa, no.
If any of y'all heard me say age when I said aged, then that's y'all deaf ass fault. I can't fix the problem.
Yeah.
And no disrespect to my, you know, my hearing impaired people, you know what I'm saying? That was not
But
a whatever.
seriously.
But I'm just having to let fools know.
Yeah.
Come
This
on,
is
man. You know what a nigga said.
not ableist talk, you know?
Nope, it's
Yeah.
so.
It's,
Oh my God.
so I think that's a good place to wrap that portion up. Let's get
Yeah.
into
Before we get canceled.
fuck, man, thanks to Delvin. Fucking why, man? Shit. So let's talk about what you're playing, like video game wise. What games you've been playing?
Brett,
Jedi Survivor.
really?
Yeah.
Oh, is that out?
Yeah, it came out last
Yeah.
Friday
Oh
or
shit.
last Thursday night. Yeah.
All right, tell me about it, Delvin.
It's haven't either you play Fallen Order?
Yeah, I loved
Yes,
it. It was
loved it.
great.
I didn't like Fallen Order that much.
Word?
I felt like the well at least the I when I couldn't get into it. I felt like the earlier sections were kind of bland and
I can see that.
uninteresting. And I couldn't get into it. And this version, well, Fortunately, I got on a PS5 because PC's broke as fuck. Mm-hmm. but this version is different. It feels more vibrant, different. I feel like I'm going to different Star Wars worlds and stuff like that. I'm having so much fun with it so far. I'm on the second world, second or third world in the game that you can travel to.
How different is it from the first one? Like, do you feel like you're playing a continuation or a whole new
game? Yeah. Oh, without question, you feel like that, you know. I don't feel like some weak Jedi coming out the gate. I feel like feel powerful. I
like
feel
he's cool. Learned some things. He's ready to go on to the next phase.
You got five different stances you can learn.
All right.
You know, you can do what you can kind of customize a Jedi. They should have put that in there. I'm really disappointed at that now. Yeah.
Fail.
but yeah, I'm digging it. It's really cool. It's great. It's, so far, as a person who didn't like the previous one that much, I'm really digging this one. It feels more like a Star Wars story.
Nice.
Than the previous one did to me.
And I need to get it at full price like right now? Or will I be good to wait? Because I didn't get the first one at when it initially dropped. I came across it some months later.
Well, people are having problems with it. Like people, and even on like console, people are having problems with it. I haven't had any problem with it, so I would say, get it now. But
I heard there's supposed to be some like wildly huge like patch coming soon.
Today. Yeah, it came out today.
Oh, was it today?
Yeah. It got a chunky ass update.
On PC, it's like a 124 gig patch.
That's a new game. You just replaced the game.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. And that's for people who want to play at RTX. So. You know what I'm saying? If you want your ray tracing popping off, you know what I'm saying, the PC, you know, that's your update. But the patch on a console is supposed to be like 25 gigs.
I think so. And the game is 147 gigs.
I love a little man came through. Was like, what's good?
Yes, this one, Wednesday over here, a.k.a. Black Dog. She literally, look at her.
Yeah.
She's a black dog.
Oh, my God.
She knows how to open doors, so she's been chilling outside. And then I watched her right now with one paw. She was like, whoop, like swung the door open. You ain't keeping me out.
I ain't be held back.
Those dogs. They always look either confused or annoyed.
This dog right here is a fucking, she looks like a Picasso painting because it's nothing on her is symmetrical. Like just that one fucking wonky rib. I told my wife, this dog looks like if I told the kindergartners, draw a black pug. Like that's what she looked like. Legs are all
from memory. Just
the body's just like
memory.
No proportion. Just all fucking off. That's what this dog looks like. Huh.
Dog's so adorable. Look at her.
Oh, I just gave you some smooches.
You wanna tell her? Little bitch.
Little bitch.
Anyways, how about you, T?
Oh, told you, like I said, Resident Evil 4, and it has been just that. Resident Evil 4 and only Resident Evil 4. Oh, no, but hold on. Since last we spoke, though, I can say that I finally beat, for the first time ever in my life, OG Super Mario Brothers. It was Super Mario Brothers Deluxe, the Game Boy Color Edition, if that matters to purists. But finally, in my life, I went through that game. I did use warps, so don't get it twisted. I didn't play all, you know, eight worlds and all whatever, but I finally beat Super Mario Brothers, and I'm more proud of that than you would think. I said I was going to do it this year, and I did it, and I played on my Analog Pocket.
When I heard you mention that shit blew my fucking mind. That I was like, weird. How did you? That was like the only game we all had. How did you never finish?
Yeah, because one, I didn't even have a Nintendo. Other people had Nintendos around me. I did. So I only played it like when I stepped by people's house. So I didn't have that repetition, that practice, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so finally I sat down with it, and this go around with intentionality. Also, mm-hmm. like I said, I played, like I said, the Game Boy Color Deluxe version of Super Mario Bros., which has not save states, but it has, it'll save your world at least, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So it's like, I'm not having to constantly go start back from the beginning. And of course, I know we've all discovered over the years that, you know what I'm saying, if you push the whatever the B and start button, you can go back to the world you left off at. But this is even nicer than that. Like I said, if I left off at 4-2, mm-hmm. then I'll at least start back at 4-2. You know what I'm saying? Nice. So it's a little more granular than it is with just the on the NES and so forth and so on. So I went through. That game is so much more inventive than you think it is for its time,
especially really toward,
especially toward that last world where it's like it's basically a kind of a maze. But imagine doing a maze, you know, left to right, where it's like you have to start up here, go through, and you hear a bell ring. You go through the next one, you hear a bell ring, boom, you go through bell ring. Okay, and then it switches again. Now you got a new set of maze to work your way through. So you, in this one, you go through the middle and then up. And then down, if you hear the bells ring every time, that means you did it right. If it goes, bah, bah, you didn't do it right, and you have to, you'll go back over and rotate back around again. Just a really fun game, and I'm just proud of myself for getting that, man. I said I was going to do it, and I did that shit. And like I said, that's what I can check off the list, you know.
I remember, like, because that era too was like co-op gaming didn't mean you guys were playing together. It meant like you were playing. And like your friends were cheering and like hyped, you know? Yeah. And so I remember going through that like vividly in my mind where it was like me and some cousins and some friends. And it was like each one of us taking turns trying to figure out how to do the pattern. And then so once we got further and further and then finally making it through and being like, fuck, like what? It was like, we had like won the lottery. It was like that amazing. So that's really, really cool that you got to go through that and that it still holds up. I know it's one of those things I keep telling myself is that I have warped through Super Mario 3 and it's a great game, but I have never played it all the way through. And it's something I've told myself, like, I need to play it through. Like, I want to play it through. I just haven't done it.
Set yourself a little game goal, people, if you are a gamer of some sort. Just a little something, a reasonable little game goal that you think you can do. That's because nothing wrong with having a reasonable goal anyway in your life. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of nice to be able to do a little something for yourself and only for yourself and maybe beat Super Mario Brothers 3.
Yeah.
I need to beat Super Mario Brothers 2, which I've never finished.
Oh, and I think that's like, actually, I know everyone, yes, it's not Mario, it's fucking Doki Doki World, whatever.
Doki Doki Panic, yeah.
But yeah, that is like my favorite Mario game, just because it was so weird that I was like, I really like this. Because it was cartoony, and I was like, this shit is fun. I know for me, I've been playing a lot of the Call of Duty Mobile, just because it's pick up and play. And then really got into Atomic Hearts. Now, that game is not great, but I really like got sucked into it. It's the weirdest, like,
it's really weird.
Yeah, it's like a walking sim where you battle sometimes. Like, I don't know, it's just different.
It's very pretentious.
Yeah, I'll give it that. Yeah, I would say so. And but it doesn't have a hard learning curve, and it's enough that you can just kind of push through. I think right now I'm in the last section. I just haven't like had the time to dip back in, but I've been really like enjoying that game. Where I thought, like, when I first started playing, I was like, damn, when I saw the hype and the adventure that was behind it, I was like, this game's gonna be amazing. And then it was like flat. I was like, this kind of sucks. Yeah. But then, like I said, once I committed to it and started figuring out how it functioned, because it doesn't handhold. So when you're trying to figure out like how to do your special maneuvers and things like that, it took a lot of like YouTubing and Googling to figure things out. And then once I got it dialed in, I fucking wreck shop like left and right, and then figure out the little, it's like if you like figuring out like little puzzle patterns, not like literal puzzles, then this is like your type of game. So I've been playing that. And then, like I said, Call of Duty Mobile. I know I have something on deck after this, but I am that Resident Evil is calling my name.
Yeah,
like, I got
it's great. It's so good.
Yeah,
it's not. I don't know if y'all fuck with scary games. I'm not a scary game fan. I do, but it's not scary either. It's just more. It's thrilling. You know what I'm saying?
Uh huh.
And you'll get snuck up on every now and again, and you'll be like, "Oh shit, this you know that did scare me," but it's not. That's not the kind of game for ever was.
It was the truest sense of an adventure game.
Yeah.
Like it really was, because it didn't, though it had the Resident Evil elements, it wasn't, it moved from the horror.
Yep.
And it was just like, that game is so good. So I'm looking forward to playing more of that. So, or at least getting back into it. Yeah. What about, like, what are you guys watching?
Of course, Ted Lasso. Absolutely love Ted Lasso. It's one of my favorite shows ever. I've been watching a ton of actually people recapping earlier seasons, but I abide by Ted Lasso. If you are not into, just if you think maybe people are always talking about Ted Lasso, but should I really watch it? You really should. It is just a delightful show. From the same producers, there's a show on Apple TV called Shrinking. They just did their first, they finished their first season.
That show was amazing. I loved it.
That show was also really great, and I think you should get down with that. What show? Ooh. Bob Hart's Abby Schola. CBS sitcom. 19-minute episodes. Nothing huge or anything great about it, but it's a fun show. If you remember that show, Mike and Molly from years ago, Melissa McCarthy and Billy, what's his name? Well, Billy plays Bob in this show. And he falls in love with and eventually marries a Nigerian woman, Abby Schola. And it's so fun. And I think as I sit and watch it, I'm like, this is really introducing middle America to the notion that, no, it's not just Africa. It's specific countries within Africa. And in this case, it's a specific country of Nigeria and learned about Nigerian like culture and so forth and so on. And I really kind of just dig that. That's a Chuck Lorre show. If you ever watched the 2.5 Men and so forth and so on. He's produced so many TV shows that you know about. That's his show, and I really enjoyed it. First three seasons are on HBO Max, and the current season is on Paramount Plus. I just caught up and watched all of Picard.
Okay.
Also on Paramount Plus. Me and my mom used to watch Star Trek: The Next Generation together all the time, and she hit me up one day last week, was like, "Did you watch Picard?" And I'm like, oh, well, I'm like two seasons behind. What's good? And she's like, oh, never mind. And I was like, okay, clearly I need to watch Picard. Yeah. So not only did I watch it, I stayed up wild late multiple times last week because I was watching multiple episodes and got down on that one. So Picard is fantastic. And it ended. It was the series finale. And it ended in such a fantastic way, a real proper goodbye to the Next Gen crew. And I fuck with that. And, of course, my homeboy Carl Tart show, Grand Crew, it's available on Peacock, and they just finished up their second season. We hope they get a third. You should be watching Grand Crew. It is an amazing, funny show, and both seasons are only 10 episodes each, so you know what I'm saying, not a long watch, but a real fun and funny show.
Yeah. What about you, Dylan?
I've been watching much. You know, I'm catching up on The Mandalorian. You know, I'm enjoying it so far. It's, I don't think it's as strong as the previous seasons, but it's still good, I think.
Wraps up real good, too, though.
Yeah. I'm almost done
with that. Yeah, yeah.
I also watched John Wick 4.
Nice.
Yeah, same.
Which I loved a lot.
Yeah.
As a person who I saw 1 and 2, didn't see 3, but I was like, these are fine.
Yeah.
I absolutely love 4. 4 is great.
Wait, you haven't seen 3?
I have not seen 3.
Man. Neither have I, and I own it. It's like right there.
I just bought it too. I bought it before I saw it. I bought it before I went to go see 4, and I didn't watch it because I just hadn't had time. And that goes back to everything this month.
1 is my favorite, just in general. I think it kicks it all off.
Yeah,
3 is really good. Like, don't sleep on it. Watch it. It's good.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, I think I am, because my son really wanted to see 4.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's the one who really got me to go see it, because he kept saying, I want to see John Wick 4. I want to see John Wick 4. Like, all right.
I mean, I was cussing you out recently because I had just watched, I watched 4 like the first week and it came out. And then I was like, I know Delvin's got these fucking John Wicks in the voodoo. And then he didn't. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong?
Yeah.
Like, why?
I might. So we'll talk. We'll try it. it's
a whole bunch of shit on that voodoo.
Did
y'all watch, did everybody see the Super Mario movie?
Yes, no, fantastic. I haven't. I'm going to wait for it to come out.
A delight. I will certainly buy the Blu-ray. I saw it twice, 2 days in a row. I took me and Vanessa saw it on a day off we had. And then my kid was talking about they wanted to see it. So I was like, oh, well, you know what? You working on your highway driving anyway. We'll just drive to wherever and we'll go see it. So got to see it 2 days straight. Me and Vanessa saw it. I was wild tired. Again, I told you I'd been staying up watching Picard.
Yeah.
So I fell straight to sleep on that movie.
Damn.
Not saying it's a bad movie. But you get into comfy seats, in a nice dark spot, snuggle up against your lady, and like,
it's a wrap.
Lights out. So the next day, I was much more awake and fluid and ready for it, and I really, really super enjoyed that movie. It's really good. Well done. Yeah.
I also watched.
It's made $1 billion, so come on.
Yeah. And it's still going.
Yeah.
I also watch for a podcast, The Sound of Music, which I've never seen before.
Yeah. It's good.
That movie takes a turn that second half.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
didn't expect this to happen.
Don't sleep on the, you know, World War II popping, baby.
Exactly.
I did not realize where that movie was going.
Yeah. Oh, it's fucking, we're out here, just have a little, you know, nice romp through the hills. Nazis.
Yeah. It's just so random. I'm like, I'm watching it like, oh, this shit is boring as fuck. I'm sick of these goddamn songs. Like, oh!
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Disney was like, you want to see something?
Is that a Disney joint? Is Sound of Music a Disney joint?
It's Fox. Which is owned by Disney now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
But I thought it was Disney out the gate. Because I thought
you associate Julie Andrews with Disney.
Well, no, I associate the vinyl with the Disney logo on it.
Oh.
In my mind, because there was like a little globe, like Epcot, and then it had the ears. And
possible.
My fourth grade teacher would play that fucking album all the time. And I remember like looking at it. And so in my head, I'm like, oh, it's Disney.
I know this because it's not streaming anywhere yet. It's supposed to be going on Disney Plus soon. So I had to buy the movie to watch it for this podcast. I'm like, this motherfucker.
Are they gonna
did you though? Because you know it's 2023. We don't gotta do that.
See, look, I could have rented it, but I know my ass. If I was to rent that movie, I'd have fell asleep like halfway through it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, there's means to procure things, bro.
Yeah, that's true. But are they gonna release Song of the South?
No. Absolutely. At this point, not. You know, they got rid of like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride and shit, right? And Splash Mountain. They're like, none of that no more.
Yeah, we gotta flip this. Yeah. Let's see. I mean, my wife and I have actually been watching like a ton of shit. Watch Beef on Netflix.
Everybody been telling me to check that out, man. What you think?
I'll say this. Like, it's got a lot of really good like twists and turns in it. It's very intense. But the characters are, you can get into them. Like, I recommend watching that show.
It's AAPI, you know, History Month. You know what I'm saying? We should probably be doing it anyway.
Exactly. So I recommend watching it. Yeah, that was really, because I think Fowler was like, hey, you guys should check this out. And I was like, man, you like whack shit. So no. But then I watched it and I was like, oh, this is tight. So that was really good. And then watching Yellow Jackets, and I have no clue where this show is going.
Vanessa's been watching that and is in love with it, man. So, you know, hey.
No, the show's rad. Like, I watched the first season out the gate, and I was like, this show is tight. But this season is like, and it's not saying it in a bad way. It's like, there's so many possibilities that I don't know where it can go, because it can go into a lot of them. My worry is that it's going to turn into Lost.
And I was just describing that show to somebody like that. That it's kind of like Lost.
Yeah.
I didn't finish the first season because my Showtime subscription ended. And like, I'm not going to renew Showtime for this.
I'm just be real with you. You know what I'm saying? If you got Paramount Plus, they have added Showtime to Paramount Plus for like another $1 a month.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe $2 a month. I think it's $2 a month. So if you already got Paramount Plus and you're paying for it, just go ahead and pay the extra $2. And then you got all the Showtime shit right there.
Yeah. I might just do that.
But so we've been watching that. And then we started watching, I think it's called Love and Death. It's the fucking Scarlet Witch. What's her name?
Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah, Elizabeth Olsen. So she's like one of the main characters in it. And it's about this this lady in like Texas, maybe? And she like intentionally like basically you get the feel she's just like a bored housewife, wants to have an affair with this guy. And then the twist and turns in there. Someone gets murdered along the way.
Yep. Ness just watched that one too. So y'all got some real.
And the drama's intense. Like it's a trippy show because it's very light. Like surface wise, you're like, man, this show's kind of corny. You know, whatever. Yeah. It's churchy shit. But then when they start doing their little like twist and turns, it's like, damn, you guys are some sneaky motherfuckers, you know?
Nice.
Because that was good. And then the one that I've really, really been hooked on is catching up. And wrapping up, getting ready to wrap up Barry.
Yeah.
That show, fuck, man. The way that the characters developed on that show, like, you know, central focus was Bill Hader. And then as it's like gone on, it's like everyone starts to be a standout. And like, NoHo Hank and his like experience with like his relationships and stuff like that. Fucking show is so good. Like, I know people were hyped about it when it first came up, and now I feel like they're just like sleeping on it now. Like, eh, whatever. Nah. If you stopped watching, go back to where you were and then continue forward, because it's just like it just kept getting better. But I did want to talk about Mandalorian since you brought it up. I really struggled with this season. Like, I
My
felt
son
like it.
hates it.
I felt like it didn't. One, there was no need for Grogu. Like, we all love seeing Grogu on the screen, there was no purpose. There was no purpose for Din Djarin. Like, it really could have been another show. And I was just like, I don't like. Maybe not. I think it came back too soon.
You know what it is? It feels like what they did with Boba Fett. And I don't like what they did with Boba Fett in terms of like, they made Boba Fett show about everybody except Boba Fett. So it's like, and they're kind of doing the same thing with Mando. Like, maybe we should make
I
this
could
about
see that. The
Mando.
Boba Fett show then, like halfway through, turned into The Mandalorian with Din
Yeah.
Djarin and Grogu. And then this
Some of the
Mandalorian,
best Mandalorian is at the end of Boba Fett's chapter.
straight up
So, yeah.
brilliant. And then you get to this new season, and it's like Din Djarin and Grogu are there, but it's mostly about was it Bo-Katan? Is that her name?
Yes,
Yes.
Bo-Katan,
And
the
then like
dark
they never
saber,
wrapped
yeah.
up the story with the guy who was like getting the fucking shock treatment to the dome. Like, they just left stuff on the table where I was like, this is real sloppy.
I find it interesting in your mind you say left stuff on the paper, whereas I definitely know this is just setups for further down the line.
Well, no, I
Yeah.
know it's just setups for down the road, but it's like there needs to be something to then go, ah, this is where this is going. Because it's
Yeah.
kind of like when Luke takes Grogu, and then all of a sudden it's like, so then are we shit no more? Like, that is
Yeah.
just, I don't know. They're doing weird things with that, where I was like, ah, oh, okay, I was not feeling this. So.
They're trying to expand the universe, and the way they're
Yeah.
doing it is unnatural.
Oddly enough, not expanding, because it's basically just taking stuff that's already there. It's just expanding it in a, they're trying to expand the audience who may not be aware of some of the all the stuff that we got popping right here. The Darksaber, which was, if you watched Clone Wars, was a part of that shit. But I didn't know about the Darksaber until after, until when they came through on Mando. Well, Boba Fett. And so I've seen the previews for Ahsoka, very excited for.
Yes.
And so, but like I know of, but I don't know nothing about of what is his name?
Thrawn.
Yeah, Admiral Thrawn. I'm aware of it because I know that they wrote books about this dude, but I don't know that dude.
Watch Star Wars Rebels.
Then I gotta watch Star Wars Rebels. You can see the bond I'm in.
Star
Wars Rebels is really good.
Yeah, so we shall see. We shall see. But I did enjoy the season of Mandalorian. But also, I go into these things so real chill, man. I don't go into it like I must know all things. I just like, hey, there we go. It's my man, fucking Carl Weathers, out here doing a damn thing, directing like a champ. It's Bryce Dallas Howard out here directing episodes like a champ.
Right, those
And
two
I,
pieces were amazing. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
seeing their contribution to this, I was like, oh, you gotta love it. Like, you
Yeah.
gotta fucking love it.
Yeah, I
So
agree.
I just take advantage of that of it that way, I guess. I'll just try to look at it real. Exit. Boba Fett to me was just, it was ridiculous. The damn teenagers on those weird bikes. What's
Yeah,
going on that show, man?
right.
That show was real
I forgot
weird,
about
right?
that. It was.
Yes.
Yeah, there's real
Hope.
Power Ranger shit going on in that one. So
Homie did a little spin with the gun.
yep.
Which way would he duck and spin and act
Yeah.
like, bro, what was that? Like, you could have been shot dead in the meantime while
My
you over here
man
spinning
got
around. Bullets could have been traveling towards you.
swagger.
You know what it is? Andor was so damn good that a lot of shit is starting to pale in comparison.
You know
That
what?
can be.
I hung on till the end, and then I was like, oh, I get it. I get it.
Yeah. That one, yeah, that was super dope, bro.
All right,
Well.
so to bring it round home with our last section, what you spinning? T, I'm gonna start with you since you're a record store day guy. Lay it on me.
So, this is something I found out a couple of days ago. My kid sent me a cool little Instagram post, and it said that 50% of vinyl buyers in the U.S. don't own a record player.
Yeah, I get it. I get it for sure. Because
Which
I
I
could
found.
say, speaking for myself, it was like buying like art or like
Yes. Yeah.
collecting trading
Yes.
cards. You know, where it's just like
Yes.
I have this piece,
Yeah.
the artwork, the vinyl itself, like so many components come to it.
Exactly. Well, I posted this in a hip hop vinyl group on Reddit, which is just a group I'm a member of and I really enjoy. And man, some people are like, eh, I get it. And some people are just infuriated by the idea of it. And I'm just like,
Really?
I'm just, yeah, because of course in their mind, it's
It's the purist.
One of two reasons. It is people who don't respect vinyl. These are the people who don't call it records. They call them vinyls, which is terrible. It just sounds awful in my head because that's not what that's referred to as. It's records.
Yeah.
And it's English as a reason. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Or in their mind, it's resellers who are out there just, you know, saying, fucking it up for the rest of us who want to, you know, buy records. And we can't because people are out here, you know, grabbing them shits up and then selling them at an exorbitant increase. And so I just found that to be so amusing and actually downloaded because, like, say, I was like, where did this come from? So I finally went to a news source and got the actual direct slides from a company called Luminate, who I guess took all this data from they did some stuff at South by Southwest when they were is where they like basically you know did research about 3,900 people contributed to this, and then, you know, you just extrapolate it out from there. That's how statistics work. And it says 50% of consumers who bought vinyl in the past 12 months own a record player, compared to 15% among listeners overall. So it actually has nothing to do really with 50% of vinyl players don't, but vinyl people buying vinyl don't have record players. But it's interesting that's where people have taken that story to. It's like, you know what I'm saying? The data they actually have here is just saying people who buy vinyl own record players more than, you know, most listeners, music listeners overall. But that's not where the story end up coming and coming out to. So it's like, how silly is that? In the realm of records, what's over here? I've spun two out of my three Lice records as Homeboy Sandman and Aesop Rock, and that is my shit. What else is over here? Finally got those Vinyl Me Pleases that never shipped. They end up shipping me new ones. And in fact, the one I just opened earlier was the second one that just came yesterday. What do I got? I got records back. Oh, hold on, I can reach back here and grab it. Got my 99 Luftballons record store day.
That shit's awesome.
Picture disc. You know what I'm saying? 40th anniversary of 99 Luftballons. It's a German joint, you know what I'm saying? Not the American joint on there. Which I didn't realize was so. Anyway, there's a whole story back there. You should go look that up. You know what I'm saying? So I got that, man, and got that Earl sweatshirt. Finally, that record, you know what I'm saying, was Vinyl Me Please record last month. And so that, and I got Delvin his Nas joint. Chaffee, yo, Beach House. It said it arrived today. So if you got,
yeah,
if you
I
checked
did get
it out,
it today.
Okay. Good,
yes.
Good. All right. So, you know what I'm saying? I got Chaffee his Beach House joint that his record store was supposed to hold for him, but then they played him on because they're bitches.
Yes, I will be talking about that very soon.
But Rec Store Day ended up being a very interesting thing for me this year. Rec Store Day happens twice a year. People, it is they do one in like the spring, and they do one a Black Rec Store Day Black Friday. And for me, the process has always been easy. I go to my local record shop. I get there about a half hour before they open, and I'm usually number one, two, or three in line. This year, I was like number 23 in line. Having done the same thing, and I was like, what the hell is going on? And I'm standing there in line, I'm noticing little giggles and so forth, and I'm like, there's never women in this line.
Is it Taylor Swift Vanessa, album?
Unless I bring Vanessa with me. It's got to be this Tay Tay album. And it was.
Yeah.
Which is so dumb. It's not dumb to me. I'm never going to disrespect people for like I said, taking up the hobby of collecting records, because I fuck with it the long and the short way. What the thing to me was, is like, it's not like that was a rare record. They pressed up 75,000 copies of that.
Yeah.
You didn't have to be there today to get that. And in fact, most people got it well after the fact. You know what I'm saying? But they wanted to get it. And so they showed up and they showed out, because that's what Tay Tay fans do. And it must be respected.
And I want to say it might have come with like a few like minor accessories, like maybe like a mini poster or something like that.
Wouldn't you be
So
hip?
I think
So,
that was like, or like a tote or some shit. Like it was something, it came with something.
yeah.
But yeah, I'll jump into mine. First, I'm gonna start off with my disappointment in my local record shop. One, I struggle with it because I want to contribute to the independent shop, right?
Yeah.
But also, they are just not kind people. And they are the high fidelity crowd and the too cool for you. And I'm like, number one, they don't curate very well. They really like, I don't know, it feels like it's stuck like in the early 2000s with what they're like putting out. And I'm just like, man, you got their hip hop section is terrible. And then just in general, like what they have, I'm like, I don't know. I don't like it. But like I said, I wanted to support something local, so I'm like, okay, let me see what's what. But what kind of put the nail in the coffin for me was the record store day, where it was like, hey, you pre-order it, we hold it for you, great. Okay, boom. And then my appointment was like for 12:30. And then when they had people like waiting in these like sort of pods in each or like corrals, and in each one of those corrals was probably like 30 people. And so when I show up, I'm like, oh yeah, I got my appointment at this time. And the guy working the front goes, oh yeah, you got to go back around the corner. And so I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I thought it was like appointments. And he's like, yeah, we're way behind. Like we're barely letting in 11 o'clock right now. And I was like, you fucking kidding me? So you are like an hour and a half behind. And then he's like, yeah, oh, we're already out of this and we're already out of that. And I was like, but I thought you were holding. He's like, we are, but it's still like a first come, first serve. And so you run the risk of not having your item. So then I'm like, okay. So what's the need for, like, in my mind, I'm like, what's the need for the fucking appointment? And what's the need for this pre-register when it's all fucking bullshit? And then
Yeah.
I'm looking on like social media later on Instagram, people were like, shout out to Fingerprints for having the most organized. And I was like, did I go to the wrong shop? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, and it's been rainy and gray lately around here for a long while. And it was like a beautiful, hot, sunny day. But since it hasn't been hot and sunny in a long time, I was like, it's too hot for a motherfucker to be outside right now. So, like, I'm not doing this. But they were already behind. They were already out of shit I wanted. I was just like, fuck this. I'm not gonna do it. And then the bright side was that was the day I got my new stereo. So I was like, okay. But I did get some good finds recently. One shout out to T for coming through on that Beach House album. That bitch is clear. Like I already have a clear album.
Oh,
Yeah. I already have a clear album. This one is invisible. Like, we're not even saying clear. Like, look at right now, I'm holding it. Like bitches like that, where I was like, whoa. When I pulled it out of the sleeve, I was like, damn, this is crazy. So it's a beautiful album, man. Thank you so much. And then I've ordered another Death Heaven album. I went in Discogs. Now fucking Discogs, man. It gets you. Because I've been looking for the color versions of one of their albums, and I was like, okay, these are cool. And then I see there's an exclusive record store day from a few years back, and it's purple. And I was like, well, I gotta get the purple album, you know? So purple album came through. It looks really, really cool. It's like a more lavendery color, but then with like ripples of like of black in it. Very, very light, almost like if it was black marbling. So that's really, really awesome. And then the last album I picked up was, it's the first Chicano Batman that got re-released recently. And it's on a blue and white vinyl mashup. And the blue and white looks basically like a sky with like white clouds. So that the aesthetic of it is like really, really cool. So those are like my big three that I've been playing lately. But yeah, the Beach House arrived today. Like I said, that
Excellent.
purple Death Heaven is fucking beautiful. And
Wonderful.
then that Chicano Batman, like it really, really does look like it actually reminds me of you know how the sky looked like in Raspberry Beret, where it was like
Yes.
very
Yes.
like fake blue, overly white clouds. Like that's how this is like marbled to or mixed together to make the Chicano Batman album. So it's fucking, it's cool as shit. So
nice.
Yeah, I'll keep buying. You know, my list keeps growing because I'll get an idea and I'm like, I should probably own that one too. I should probably buy this one as well. So, you know, I'm on the hunt. But
let's take a quick peek at my list in my email. These are things that are ordered and will hopefully arrive sooner than later. There is that Bar Simpson that I ordered has not shipped. No, he says he shipped it, but that it didn't get scanned at the post office. I don't trust him, as you know. I ordered the Capital Punishment Big Pun 25th Anniversary Edition. That one don't That's even dope. Ship until like the end of the year. I have, let's see, Busta Rhymes The Coming.
That's another dope album.
Tyler the Creator Wolf, Tyler the Creator Call Me If You Get Lost, Estate Edition.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a couple of Tyler albums. De La Soul's Stakes Is High. That Freddie Gibbs Spotify fans version of it in Cobalt Blue.
Mm-hmm.
So that these are things that are coming eventually. And of course I still have the order out with the Alchemist of Sandwich. And like I was only able to get that on black vinyl as opposed to some of the other options they had, but it is ordered and I'm waiting on it, awaiting its arrival along with the cassette. So that's what's all out there that I've ordered currently that I am waiting on it to arrive. So, you know,
I know I'm waiting on two things, but I can only remember one, and that's the Danny Brown JPEG Mafia Scaring the Hoes, Volume 1. So I'm waiting for that one to show up, but I can't remember the second album I have. Though I have been toying around with picking up that, and I know you got it, and there's still copies of the Huzzah. Mr. Motherfucking Esquire.
Yeah, you should. It's a really nice little everything. I didn't know there were still copies available.
Still right. copies. I checked
made like 50.
Ago.
You think that would have just sold right out?
Right. And so I'm like, fuck. You know what? It was one of those things where you get that little voice in your ear, like, you should buy this.
You should buy it.
And I'm like, I should buy it.
I'm saying right now, it's really well done. It's really well put together. The vinyl is quality. Sounds real good, but also just everything about it came in a nice, neat package. Yeah. And I just respect it. And the fact it didn't sell out yet is ridiculous. You should just get it.
Yeah,
it's worth
I think
it.
So. I think so. Well, with that, everybody, thank you for listening to us. Really appreciate you guys just being patient. You know, sometimes life gets in the way, so we got to take little breaks here and there.
Sure.
But man, T and Delvin, thank you guys for sitting in this evening. You know, we'll be back around soon. Give us another month. Keep an eye on the Instagram. I'm trying a new idea where we're going to be breaking out and kind of recapping some of our thoughts from the episode. So you can catch us Cadillac on Mars on Instagram. That's going to be the main place. I don't know. Twitter's kind of funky still. So I'm like, it's just weird.
Somebody throw some Blue Sky membership.
Yeah. So
For real. Let a brother know if you get the invite.
So on that, we out of here. Peace.
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 Damn, what if I never hit record?
What'd you say, Grandma? Mama.
What?
What'd you say, Grandma? What'd you say?
Grandma's
what
not the... here.
Grandma's not here. She's not here.